Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5 o'clock. In this bulletin, the sister of Jasmine McMonagall says it's hard to comprehend the sentence handed down to Richard Bourke yesterday. A jury is set to begin deliberations in the trial of four men accused in taking part of a vigilante group attack on men guarding a repossessed farmhouse 5 years ago. A meeting is being held tomorrow to discuss how the remainder of an Irish Red Cross fund for Chrysler will be spent, and investigations are continuing into a spate of criminal damage incidents in the Old Town area of Letterkenny. All this and more, Jordan McDade will be live with the latest in sport at around 5:15. First in news, the sister of Jasmine McMonagall says it's hard to comprehend the sentence handed down to Richard Bourke yesterday. The 32-year-old from Kellygordon has been sentenced to 15 years in prison, with the last 12 months suspended for the manslaughter of Miss McMonagall in 2019. He was found guilty of manslaughter by reason of diminished responsibility in March of this year. Jenna McMonagall told today's 9 till noon show that it's been a long 4 years.
It's been such a long journey, over 4 years, and it's just kind of unbelievable today that it's over, you know. Over the past 4 years, if I've learned anything, it's that the law is very, very strange. We've kind of been prepared for this outcome. You know, it was a very strange way it went with the jury. The jury kind of basically had one option. But as far as the diminished responsibility, it's just very hard to wrap your head around the fact that, you know, somebody that had kind of said this on several different occasions, that he, you know, expressed that he would like to do this to my sister and then actually did it. And that, you know, it was a drug-related, alcohol-related, you know, could have affected his mental health at the time. And, like, these are things that he chose to do himself. If it was our way, he would never see the light of day again. But it's, you know, just tricky with this diminished responsibility aspect. But we're never going to be happy with the outcome.
A jury is set to begin deliberations in the trial of four men accused of taking part in a vigilante group attack on men guarding a repossessed farmhouse 5 years ago. One of the accused is Patrick J. Sweeney of High Cairn, Remelton. All four men have pleaded guilty to 17 charges each at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. More information can be found on our website highlandradio.com, and the full report is also available there. A meeting is being held tomorrow to discuss how the remainder of an Irish Red Cross fund for Chrysler will be spent. €1.88 million was donated to the charity in response to the Chrysler explosion, which claimed the lives of 10 people in October of last year. Michaela Clark has more.
The Irish Red Cross is inviting people in Chrysler to a meeting tomorrow to put a plan in place as to how a €200,000 remaining sum from the Chrysler Community Fund will be spent. The charity has confirmed that to date, most of the money raised has been allocated to emergency and planned supports, with the balance now intended for ongoing support for the local community. The public meeting gets underway at 7:30 tomorrow evening at the Chrysler Day Centre.
Investigations are continuing into a spate of criminal damage incidents in the Old Town area of Letterkenny. At around 8:05 p.m. on Thursday night last, a brick was thrown through the window of a house at James Larkin Court. A few hours later, at 1:15 a.m. on Friday morning, a number of other windows at the same property was smashed by rocks. Gardaí say they are particularly interested in any sightings or dash cam footage of a dark blue BMW with Northern Irish registration plates that was seen in the area at the time. They are appealing with anyone with information to contact them in Letterkenny. There is currently no timeline in place for the excavation of a mass grave in Tuam in County Galway. The government has today appointed the former Red Cross Committee member Daniel McSweeney to oversee the operation at the former mother and baby home. The Equality Minister has also appointed the former head of the INTO, Sheila Noonan, to negotiate on behalf of the department with religious organisations involved in these institutions. Minister Roderick O'Gorman says the excavation is a massive undertaking.
The excavation, the intervention in Tuam is going to be one of the most complex forensic exercises in the world. It's going to be highly, highly difficult, highly, highly detailed. And I think it's important that we give the experts, led by Daniel Matsweeney, as well as the scope to indicate how they need to do that. So I don't have a timeline for you today.
And a Derry woman has been convicted for causing unnecessary suffering to a German shepherd and two puppies in June of 2022. With more, here's Donald Kavanagh.
The complaint was brought against Nadine Wells of Cornshell Fields by Derry City and Strabane District Council under the Welfare of Animals Act. It followed an investigation by the council's animal welfare officer after a complaint that a German Shepherd puppy was hanging out the top window of a dwelling trying to drink water off the outside of the window. The dogs were living in unhygienic conditions and had no access to water. District Judge McElholm imposed a conditional discharge, suspended for 2 years on Ms. Wells, and disqualified her from keeping animals for 5 years. She was ordered to pay £300 for veterinary costs and for care of the three dogs, as well as legal fees of £134. The dogs have since been rehomed.
Gardaí and Buncrana have renewed their appeal for information about a road fatality over the weekend. A 20-year-old woman had lost her life when she was struck by a Garda car. On today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Eunan Walsh made this appeal for information.
The Gardaí in Buncrana are investigating a fatal road traffic collision which occurred in the townland of Ludden Buncrana, just outside Buncrana on the main Buncrana road. It occurred on the early hours of Sunday morning, the 21st of May, so Saturday night, Sunday morning, at approximately 3:15 a.m. A female pedestrian, aged 21 years, named as Rebecca Brown from Derry, was struck by a Garda patrol car at the scene. No other persons were injured during the collision, and our thoughts and prayers are Rebecca's family and friends. So we're appealing for anyone with information to contact us at Buncrana Garda Station 07493 205 40, or again at the confidential line 1-800-666-111, or any Garda station. So anybody in the area time, anybody who was passing, who may have dash cam footage, to make it available to Gardaí at Buncrana. So that's the accident last Sunday morning at 3:15 a.m.
Meanwhile, Gardaí are investigating a hit and run incident on Remeltons Bridge Street at around 9:30 on Friday morning last. A red Mitsubishi Shogun partial registration LLZ collided with a silver Opel Astra, but the driver left the scene. Gardaí are seeking information and dash cam footage. Pensioners are in line for a budget bonus, according to the Taoiseach. Leo Varadkar has confirmed the state pension will be increased when the budget details are announced in October. He said the exact amount hasn't been decided yet. Leo Varadkar also defended what the government has done so far this year for pensioners.
You mentioned the 12-euro increase in the weekly pension payment, which came into effect from January. What you didn't mention was the expansion of the fuel allowance to 70,000 lower income people who are pensioners, and that has really helped a lot of pensioners getting the fuel allowance when they didn't get it before, and also the series of one-off payments.
Gardaí are appealing for information after damage was caused at a Presbyterian church in Convoy over the weekend. Gardaí say it would appear the roof of a porta cabin on the grounds for the rear of the church on Letterkenny Road was jumped on between midday Saturday last and 9 a.m. yesterday morning, which caused it to collapse. Garda Sergeant Eunan Walsh says the incident poses a serious safety concern.
This is the Presbyterian Church on the Letterkenny Road in Convoy. Damage was caused to the roof of a porta cabin to the rear of the church between midday last Saturday the 20th of May and 9 a.m. on Monday morning, sometime after midday on last Saturday. It would appear that the roof may have been jumped on a number of occasions, causing it to collapse in parts. So again, this may be more what we would consider antisocial behaviour causing damage to a property. So we're anxious to further this investigation due to the criminal aspect of it, but also in relation to the safety aspect. Behaviour such as this is criminal in nature, but is also highly dangerous. So we're appealing for anybody who have observed any suspicious activity around the church grounds over the weekend to be contacted with the Gardaí Letterkenny.
Meanwhile, Gardaí are also investigating the possible attempted theft of a car from Ballymacool Woods, Letterkenny, on Wednesday last. Between 12:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m, the window of the driver's side of the vehicle was smashed and the ignition tampered with. The car was fitted with an immobiliser, so the attempt to steal it was unsuccessful. Anyone who noticed any suspicious activity in the area of Ballymacool Woods is asked to come forward. There will be increased jail times for people who assault Gardaí and other emergency service personnel. Justice Minister Simon Harris brought legislation to Cabinet this morning looking to create harsher sentences for assaults causing harm. The max jail term will increase from 7 to 12 years. Justice Minister Simon Harris says the changes will raise sentencing across the board.
We do know there is significant evidence that when you increase sentencing, obviously it's a matter for a judge to apply a sentence, but there's significant evidence that it does result in upward pressure in terms of the sentences that often are offered out by our courts. But it's also a very public act of solidarity by the people of Ireland through their public representatives, and I think that is important.
Police divers have been seen going into a reservoir in Portugal, around 30 miles from where Madeleine McCann disappeared 16 years ago. The dam has been searched before, but we're told this operation has been triggered by certain tip-offs. It's said to have been visited by the main suspect, Christian B, who denies involvement. Sky's Siobhan Robbins is there.
Teams walking along the banks, occasionally bringing dogs. One of the team members seemed to be carrying some sort of tablet that they kept looking down at as they walked in a line. We've also seen teams going along in lines with sticks, hitting the ground. Then off the banks there has been a dinghy.
The time is now 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We're going to go to a short break and then Jordan McDade will be here with the latest in sport. The time is approaching 5:15. I'm going to hand you over to Jordan McDade for the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. James McLean is to stay at Wigan Athletic despite their relegation to League One. McLean had been linked with a return to his hometown club, Derry City, but now looks set to remain at the DW Stadium. Despite the belief that he was out of contract, the Republic of Ireland international has been listed among their retained players for next season. Fellow Ireland internationals Will Keane and Jamie McGrath has also been retained by Wigan, who will start their campaign with a 5-point penalty. Two Donegal players have been included on the Ireland Amateur International team for the Regions Cup in Galicia. Manager Derry Davis has named Cockhill Celtic's Lee McColgan and Bunnagee United's Jack Park in the 20-man squad for the tournament starting in June. Ireland kick off their campaign on June 9th against Spanish host Galicia at the Bergen Stadium in Cambados before they face German and Bosnian teams in the 11th and 14th of next month. The Republic of Ireland are targeting a quarter-final place in under-17 European Championships this evening. Colin O'Brien's side needs to beat tournament host Hungary if they're to make it out of Group A. Kickoff is at 7. Bakayo Saka has signed a new contract with Arsenal until 2027. The 21-year-old forward has already made 178 appearances for the club and is nominated for the Premier League Player of the Season award. His manager Mikel Arteta says Saka is a role model on and off the pitch.
I think he represents this club in the best possible way, and I think he has made it this new contract with his contribution to the team, to the club, for how he is, and now we have to move again.
Cricket. Today's Interprovincial Cup at Brady sees North West Warriors playing the Leinster Lightning. The Warriors batted a first and reached 183. In reply, Leinster a short time ago were 132 for the loss of 5 in the 33rd over, requiring 51 runs to win. The Ireland men's team will reopen their Cricket World Cup qualifying campaign against Oman on June 19th. The ICC released fixtures details today, with Ireland taking on Scotland two days after the opener. On the 25th, they'll play Sri Lanka before closing Group A against the UAE 2 days later, and the best of three teams will progress to the Super Six. The Irish team will play all four group matches in Barrow City and Zimbabwe. Cycling, and Eddie Dunbar has moved up three places to fifth on the general classification after an excellent ride on stage 16 of the Giro d'Italia. The Corkman finished fifth on the Monte Bardone, with the stage victory going to João Almeida. Geraint Thomas regains overall lead pink jersey, with Dunbar 3 minutes and 3 seconds behind on GC. Finally, in rugby, two Munster players have been forced to retire early from the sport. The 27-year-old prop Liam O'Connor has advised to quit following surgery on a neck injury. Centre Paddy Kelly is just 23 but retires on medical advice, having sustained a concussion earlier in the season. Munster has also confirmed that Owen O'Connor, Ollie Morris and Connor Phillips will depart the province. That's your sport for today. Donna Marie, back to you.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Looking back to news, remedial works are set to be carried out at Lettermack Award Health Centre. The HSC has confirmed that the facility will be open and available to the local community. A petition was launched earlier this year in a bid to retain GP services in the area. Rita Burns, member of the Lettermack Award Health Centre Action Group, says it's a huge step in the right direction.
The up-to-date position is that we have received confirmation through Deputy Pierce Doherty now that the remedial works will be carried out at Lettermack Award Health Centre, and that it will be, as the letter states, will be open and available to the local community, which is just absolutely fantastic news for us. Because last time we spoke to Highland Radio and when we started the petition, the status was under review, which had no deadline or, you know, we didn't know when was it going to open or when the works might be carried out. So this letter has just brought, you know, it's the first step in a very long ladder, but we're absolutely delighted. And we're delighted that the HSE are keeping Lettermack Award on the radar and that they will carry out the remedial works and reopen the centre.
Wildlife experts have warned that the decline of biodiversity is threatening the future of humanity. It follows a global report which has blamed industry for the decline in population over 30,000 species. Aoife Cairns reports.
The report published by Queen's University warns almost half of all animal species are in decline, while 28% are facing extinction. Environment Minister Eamon Ryan says it's impacting all species, big and small.
It's not just the famous animals, the rhinoceroses or the pandas. It's the insect life, it's the bird life.
Collie Ennis, Research Associate in Zoology at Trinity College Dublin, says the erosion of biodiversity also threatens the future of humanity.
With the increase of diseases coming in to humanity, the collapse of biodiversity, which is our life support system. We need all these creatures to keep our water clean, our air clean.
Wildlife expert Aineni Leona says she can see firsthand how the change in farming practices has impacted the population on the ground of nesting birds.
They're cutting the silage right down to a number one haircut. So nothing that nests on the ground can actually nest there.
Recently, plans to re-wet Irish bogs in order to restore biodiversity were criticised by opposition TDs, farming groups and a Fianna Fáil MEP. However, speaking on the matter earlier, Environment Minister Eamon Ryan said it shouldn't be a divisive issue and nobody will be forced to re-wet their lands.
Gardaí are on the hunt for two youths in connection with damage caused to a car in the St. Johnson area in the early hours of Friday morning. The pair, who were wearing grey hoodies and dark trousers, were seen at the Cush Owen area at around 4:10 a.m. It's reported that they smashed the windscreen of the car and rear window, while the wing mirror was also knocked off. Gardaí understand they fled on foot towards the main Lifford Derry Road, where they got into a dark-coloured car. Anyone who has any information, including dash cam footage, is asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. 38 Donegal groups are to receive €12,800 to fund physical activity for older people. The monies are being distributed by age and opportunity, with support from Sport Ireland. Sue Gilday is Active Programme Manager with Age and Opportunity.
It's all about increasing physical activity and sport within older adults, anybody over the age of 50. And it's funding towards anything. It could be a programme of physical activity. It could be a surf club that are going to do lessons for new members or for older adults within the club. This year, I see we've got 38 groups in Donegal, so we're delighted with that.
The Beltane programme, which celebrates older people, taking place over the course of the month of May here in Donegal and elsewhere. It's good timing that this is being announced in the middle of that festival, celebrating older people across the arts and now celebrating the fact that they're more active and they're more involved in their communities than ever before.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole remit of Age and Opportunity, encouraging older adults to be more active in their community, whether it be in the arts programme or in the sport and physical activity. And with COVID, you know, all that kind of was interrupted and people lost a lot of confidence. We found that with the older adult groups that we're working with, you know, with all that happened through those couple of years. So we're really keen and delighted to see people back active. And not only the physical benefits, Donal, but the mental benefits, mental health benefits of getting back to groups and back to being socialising again are hugely important.
More details and a list of the successful Donegal groups are available on our website, highlandradio.com. Gardaí now believe that the smashing of a welcome stone in Doohery to be an act of criminal damage. It emerged last week that the stone at the top of the corkscrew had been significantly damaged, and it was initially thought it had been hit by a vehicle. Gardaí say they are anxious to hear from anyone who has information relating to the incident, which occurred between 10 p.m. on Wednesday last and 2:20 p.m. the following afternoon. Looking now to the weather forecast, it's going to be dry this evening with hazy sunshine, staying dry tonight with good clear spells. Lowest temperatures of 5 to 9 degrees in very light northwesterly or variable breezes. To conclude this evening's news, the sister of Jasmine McMonagall says it's hard to comprehend that the sentence handed down to Richard Bourke yesterday. A jury is set to begin deliberations in trial of four men accused taking part in a vigilante group attack on men guarding a repossessed farmhouse 5 years ago. A meeting is being held tomorrow to discuss how the remainder of an Irish Red Cross fund for CRISA will be spent, and investigations are continuing into a spate of criminal damage incidents in the Old Town area of Letterkenny. That's all for now. I'll be back again at 6 o'clock with the latest news headlines. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 23rd of May. The death has taken place of Patricia Quigg, late of Stradone Drive, Strathfoyle, County Derry, reposing at her parents' home, 126 Longland Road, Dunamana, Strabam. Family and close friends welcome from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from her parents' home on Thursday morning at 9:15 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Killena, followed by cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Foyle Hospice, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors, Dungiven. The death has occurred of Donna Ferguson, 14 Glenbank Road, Derry, reposing at her residence. Funeral from there at 9:30 on Thursday morning, going to St Eugene's Cathedral, Derry, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the city cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Martin Houston, 30, Ardcullum Kill, Letterkenny. Martin will repose at his home until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with rosary tonight at 9. Funeral from his home on Thursday morning to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director, Stony Arch, New Line Road, Letterkenny. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Brian MacDonald, 14, Delaney Crescent, Strabane, formerly of Oma, reposing at his home from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from there at 9:20 on Thursday morning for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Melmount, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, to family, close friends and neighbours. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place in Manchester, England, of Brendan McCrossan, formerly of Corky Manor, Cunningham. Funeral Mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 in St Winifred's Church, Stockport, Manchester, followed by burial. The death has taken place of William David Perry, Willie, Maharacorn, Convoy. His remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 12:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in the Presbyterian Church, Donegal Town, followed by burial in the Glebe Cemetery. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu if desired to NCBI. The death has occurred of John Boyle, Corby, England, formerly of Gortnasky, Burnfoot. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Michael Orr, 132, The Cottages, Redcastle. Michael's remains will leave Liam Collins' funeral premises this evening at 6 o'clock, going to his home, where people are welcome to pay their respects until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Michael's funeral mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 in St. Columbus Church, Drumquigley's Point, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations if desired to the Patient Comfort Fund, Nazareth House, Fawn, or any family member, or Liam Collins, funeral director. Michael's funeral mass can be viewed live on stcolumbusdrung.net. And the death has taken place of John Eddie Madlin, 4, Ardcullum Kill, Fintown, Donegal. John is reposing at his home. Requiem mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in St. Cullum Kill's Chapel, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Rosary tonight at 9. Requiem mass can be viewed on the parish Facebook page. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.